Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. It's about bees and how the analysis of their honey can say a lot about their diets and their health. Before I move on, I'd like to say something about this new method that's being used. It's called shotgun metagenomics. The whole idea is to be able to identify and analyze the DNA of all of the biological components in a mixture in one shot instead of doing the analysis of each component separately and then trying to sort out the resulting data after the fact. The data is produced by breaking up all of the DNA into smaller fragments and then trying to find fragments that have the chemical structures that relate to different biological components of the mixture to figure out what all is in the mix. In this case, the mixture is honey that the bees produce. Researchers hone methods to study bee health through honey. Friday, May 20th, 2022, on the Laboratory Equipment website. Honeybees are prolific pollinators. They play an extremely important role in maintaining the health of ecosystems. However, many of these threats, such as climate change, pesticides, and pathogens, have increased the need for conservation efforts and programs to monitor the health and activity of these valuable species. Researchers from the Biomedical Sciences Research Center, Alexander Fleming, have now developed an optimized method to understand the ecological niche of honeybees by non-invasively studying the environmental DNA left behind in their honey. Honey can be a valuable source of information about the activity and health of bee populations as it contains traces of the plants they forage, pathogens, and gut microbiota. Researchers work to improve strategies for the evaluation of this DNA by determining the optimal DNA extraction methods for honey and leveraging direct shotgun metagenomics to sequence the DNA fragments. The team tailored a simple NaOH sodium hydroxide extraction method to the honey matrix and the shotgun method, and further designed a specialized bioinformatic pipeline for the honey metagenomic data, allowing them to increase the sensitivity and specificity of their analysis, said the first author, Anastasios Galanis. That means they found ways to hone in on the answers that they want to see. The researchers used their optimized method to analyze several honey samples from an apiary located in a typical Mediterranean landscape and were able to identify more than 40 species of plants reflecting the botanical diversity surrounding the hives. The team was able to observe how the abundance of plant DNA varied over the seasons, which reflected the bees' foraging adaptations following the flowering, said the corresponding author, Saulin Patalano. The information about foraging behavior obtained from the honey was also compared to that gained from melissopalynology, which involves the evaluation of the shape of pollen grains found in the honey. The results from both methods were found to be consistent and showed how the methods can be used together to monitor foraging activity. Researchers further identified even greater numbers of bacterial species representing the bee gut microbiome, which plays an important role in the organism's health. The identification of this bacterial DNA showed that the method could be used to monitor gut microbiota without sacrificing bees and could be used to detect the impact of environmental stressors like pesticides, which can alter the gut microbiome. The method could thus potentially be used to monitor similar parasites and other pathogens and anticipate outbreaks of disease among bee populations. The study was published in Molecular Ecology Resources. In the future, this work might have some very important implications for humans. If we want to ensure ecosystem services such as fruit and vegetable pollination while maintaining species biodiversity, we also need to safeguard bee health, said Palatano. Our challenge is to build biomonitoring strategies in order to identify the fittest ecological niches for all of the pollinators. Well, this is a pretty complicated process, so let me give you an analogy. A jigsaw puzzle. The puzzle is a picture that's been cut up into many pieces, just like the DNA from all the components of the honey that are broken down into smaller segments. Then the trick is to figure out which of the pieces must be from a particular part of the overall puzzle based on the shape and pattern of the puzzle piece, or in the case of the honey, the chemical structure of the DNA fragments, which can be related to particular ingredients in the honey. In both cases, you need to be able to find parts of the whole thing that must be a part of a specific section that you're looking for. Both the puzzle and the honey are going to be difficult to do completely, but even if some of the pieces get lost or don't seem to fit, you can still end up with a pretty good notion of the big picture. Well, so long for now. Until another bit buzzes your way, be happy.